Nobody does granite countertops like Granite Busters. And now's the time thanks to the Granite Busters New Year's Special. First off, Granite Busters prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. Plus, you'll get an edge upgrade free.
That's not all.
Granite Busters is also throwing in a free sink, a $350 value, and last but not least, a $225 plumbing hookup absolutely free. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can touch this offer. Call Granite Busters right now, 636-282-3900. 636-282-3900. Kitchen countertops, bathrooms, bars, fireplaces. Get it done now. Choose from over 70 different stone colors at the huge Granite Busters showroom and get it scheduled and installed in just a few weeks. The unbeatable New Year's special only at Granite Busters.
Special good with any granite countertop purchase of 50 square feet or more.
Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold, or granitebusterssTL.com.
For quality, value, and fun since 1971, nobody makes regulars like Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. Mattingly's is your destination for award-winning wings, pizza, and of course, the famous Matt's Steak Special, a 9-ounce certified Angus beef ribeye steak sandwich, seasoned and charbroiled to perfection, topped with an onion ring and served on fresh toasted butter garlic bread. Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill, with two locations, North Lindbergh and Florissant, and Mattingly's newest location in St. Charles, online at mattingly'ssportsbar.com.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare span, and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of.
The eggs over easy in my crispy bake.
Yeah, you tell him, Archie.
So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 8th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you by Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. Mark and Jason, you hear their names every day. We will remind you how important it is here in a couple of minutes to plan not just for retirement, but for things that happen on the road to retirement. It's called life. Little expenses that come up, big expenses that come up. We'll tell you how you may be prepared for that if you're smart enough to talk to these guys. But first,
hey!
A round of introductions. The control board is operated by the one and only Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
She's the first lady of radio in St. Louis, Missouri, and probably the United States of America. She is Tina Marie Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. What a great job he does. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
Am I going to tell the what joke?
Cheese.
No, I'm not telling the cheese joke.
Oh.
I'm not sure even. Oh, I do know the
cheese. Sausage and
no,
cheese.
No, cheese sandwich. That's the joke.
Oh, yes.
No,
that's
later,
a good
we'll
one.
Do that later, a rat boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. And hello, Liam. I know you're listening. Probably just bolted out of the car seat just now when I said that. Liam Sainert, son of Tom Sainert. Tom Sainert, who owns Annie Guns. I ate at Annie Guns last night, and as usual, as Mike Evans would say, four stars. So, Liam, thank you for being so loyal to this show. We appreciate it. You're on your way to being a very successful and intelligent adult. Let's talk about being on your way to financial independence, or at least comfortable. That means different things to different people. Being comfortable financially to some people requires more money than it does for other people. And I guess it's all based on what kind of life you led up to the point of retirement. There are 10,000 people every day. That's the average. 10,000 people a day right now retiring. We've got a lot of baby boomers now. 10,000 people a day retiring. Many of them will end up very quickly going back to work because of what has happened with the economy, what's happened with their investments. They thought they had a plan. It didn't come together quite the way they wanted it to, so they're now greeting people at Walmart or doing whatever they have to do to make ends meet. You cannot start too early to plan financially. Two things you want to get out of your head. This idea that, well, you know, when I'm 45, in my 40s, I'll start putting some money aside. How about in your 20s, start putting some money aside? And the other is the idea that a financial advisor is for somebody who has a lot of money and they need someone to help them decide where to put all that money. That's not true. It's for people who want to have more money. They get the advice of people who know how to do that. Two of those people would be Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. If you want to know more, and there's nobody who could ever say it's not smart to talk to somebody and get the advice of somebody who knows a lot more about something than you do. And that would be the case here. You go to markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com. I got an email that I will share with you, because if you get it, delete it, don't open it, and it looks very legit. It's another one of these scam virus. And what I like is that they will give you a virus by telling you to read this important information about a virus.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing they do is trick you into giving them information you shouldn't give them. And look, you've heard the experts for years say that AOL, Yahoo, Google, these people never contact you and say, send us your password. They know your password. So here's the one I got. It says, the subject matter, on the subject line, it says, last warning.
Oh.
Now, I got to tell you, when you get in snail mail or email, anything that says, this is our last warning, or this is our final notice, it gets your attention, because you assume that they either didn't receive a payment, or you forgot to make it, or they're about to cut off your utilities, or here's what it says, last warning. Virus notification. A DGTFX virus has been detected in your Yahoo folders. Your email account has to be upgraded to our new secured GDTFX antivirus 2012 version to prevent damages to our web mail log and to your important files. That sounds pretty legit to me.
Yes, a bunch of letters in there that you have no idea what they stand for.
Click your reply tab, fill the columns below, and send back to us your email account, or it will be terminated. Your entire email account will be terminated to avoid the spread of this virus. Now, that's pretty scary stuff. And here's what they want me to put in. My email, my full name, my password, and then reconfirm my password. And it says, note that your password will be encrypted with 1,024-bit RSA keys for your password safety. By the way, bunch of complete crap. There's no such thing, I'll bet you, as a 1024-bit RSA key for my password safety. It says, all Yahoo.com users should reply now. And there are three exclamation points. Failure to do this will immediately render your web email address deactivated from our database. Thank you for your cooperation. Warning code 1D67565434. Copyright 2012. This couldn't be more illegitimate. It is absolutely bogus. Don't send anybody your email address and password.
But the type of person that puts something like that together.
Oh, it's
there are
a huge
thousands
business.
Of them.
Oh, yeah, and they sell email accounts.
There are thousands of them. I don't know how I feel about this. You got a state senator Name is Bill Stoffer. He's from, where is Napton, Missouri? Where the heck is that?
Napton.
How do you spell it?
N-A-P-T-O-N, Napton, Missouri. His name is Bill Stoffer. He's a Republican state senator, and he has offered up a bill to the legislature, and he wants to introduce legislation letting anyone in the state of Missouri kill any mountain lion that they see. If you see it, you can kill it. This bothers me a little bit. He says all you have to do is you kill a mountain lion, you need to report it immediately to a conservation agent and surrender the body within 24 hours. Current state statutes do not address the killing of mountain lions in any form. It's not addressed. It says Department of Conservation says Missouri has had 27 confirmed mountain lion sightings since 1994, mostly in southern Missouri, and at least 10 of those have occurred in the last 18 months. Now, there's no mention of anybody being hurt by a mountain lion. I don't know. There's something about that. Until it's a threat, until we see, oh, my goodness, you know. But then, of course, people say, well, by then it's too late. Mountain lion ate a child or something or ripped it apart.
Well, is he saying, like, they're not indigenous to this area or something and we don't want them?
I think that's what he's saying. And if you'll kill them when you see them, maybe that'll put an end to them. They won't reproduce here and they won't get out of control. I don't know. I just...
It's up near Marshall, Missouri.
Where's that?
It just seems... I know where Marshall
out
is.
Out west, past Columbia.
I don't know. It just seemed weird to me that if you see a mountain lion, just kill it. And maybe it's the right thing to do. I don't know. I just thought it seemed odd. This really is bizarre, and I never would have thought this. You know what a feral cat and a feral dog are? They're wild.
Sure.
Yeah. They're dogs that are born part of a litter... out in the woods, and then they just grow up and fend for themselves, and they're wild dogs and they're wild
cats.
That
sounds nasty. Feral.
Yeah.
Pigs. Yeah.
How many outdoor and feral cats do you think there are in the United States?
Oh my goodness.
Millions.
Could be a million.
I'll say about 75 million.
95 million cats.
Wow.
Outdoors and wild. But get this, here apparently is something that has become a big problem. One of the solutions to the overpopulation of these cats has been that people capture the cats, they vaccinate them, they neuter them, spay them, and then they release them back into the wild. That's an alternative to putting them to sleep.
Right.
Here's the problem. There are so many of them out in the wild that they are killing 500 million birds a year. 500 million. Where is this happening? How many times have you seen a cat killing a bird?
Oh, you won't. You won't, though, because I mean, they do it in the, you know, in the
really
woods
quick.
Somewhere, and then they take it back to where their den or whatever. And,
man,
yeah,
it must be going on every second.
And there's still billions of birds out there, so I don't see a big problem.
I wonder how many birds there
oh,
are.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really.
It's got to be billions.
Do we need all those birds?
Well, no,
I
but what are you going to do? I mean, yeah, it's part of the ecosystem and the circle of life.
When I was a kid, we had some outside cats, and they would kill a bird, and they would bring it back.
As a trophy,
and leave it at the door. But sometimes you would catch them, you'd open the door, and the cat would run in and take it in the house, and then you had to get the bird from
them. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
There was one in my garage the other day. When a bird gets in your house or in your garage, it's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy. You don't know how to get them out of there. In the garage, at least, I opened the garage door and it's kind
just
of,
waiting.
Get out of here, and he went out. But I've had them twice in the house. Man, that's that's nearly
They don't like being in there.
No. They're going crazy, slamming against the ceiling, against the wall. They want to get out. You want them out. They don't know how to get out. You don't know how to get them out. You know how I got the last bird out of my house? Somebody had given me years ago a rubber band gun. It's the perfect solution, and it's a big long rubber band.
What did you do? Pop it in the head?
Yeah, you pull the rubber band
and
back,
then what?
And you put it in a notch, and then you fire the rubber band.
Yeah.
I hit the bird with a rubber band.
It died?
It's just a rubber band. No, it kind of knocked it goofy. It fell to the ground. I went over and scooped it up, took it outside.
Wow.
Rubber band gun. Hey, I don't want blood splattered all over my house.
Well,
I'm not going to shoot it with
like
a shotgun,
rubber band,
knock windows out or something. Michael Jackson's dad, who looks like a guy who would smell bad, Joe Jackson, well, he does, is working at a kiosk in Las Vegas in a mall, sitting at a kiosk selling Michael Jackson perfume. This guy is, it must be, you know, Michael didn't leave him anything. I mean, this no. guy has nothing, Joe Jackson. And if anybody ever looked like a crook, it's Joe.
Does.
He looks like a crook.
Shyster.
And I'm not buying perfume from a guy who looks like he stinks.
No.
Get somebody else to sell it for you. We have a new big, large baby that has been born. Remember a couple of weeks ago, that lady here in the United States had, what was it, a 13-pound baby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lady in central China has just given birth to a 16-pound.
Oh.
Well, it's actually 15 and a half. Let's just call it 16.
Wow, and they're smaller women, too.
This is, yeah, oh, yeah. This is the largest newborn baby on record since they started keeping records in 1949 in China. Now, the heaviest baby ever born is still in the Guinness Book of World Records, and this was in 1879.
Which means it was all natural.
Yeah, which means they didn't have any painkillers. You're not going to believe this. It was in Ohio in 1879, 24 pounds.
Wow. Probably came out walking.
Like a three-year-old.
Man. Yeah, that's a third grader.
man,
24 pounds. That had to hurt. We have to get to the joke. I'll tell you why we have to get to the joke. Earlier today, we're talking about conjoined twins. A lot of you know one of our very favorite jokes is the great Engelbert Humperdinck joke. But we have enhanced it. We have a special rendition of the Engelbert Humperdinck joke. And for you youngsters out there, as Ed Sullivan used to say, are you youngsters in the audience? right here. I don't know if you youngsters in the audience.
Who's that?
Ed Sullivan.
Oh.
You're too young to remember. Engelbert Humperdinck was a huge Tom Jones type star.
Oh, my mom loved him.
Oh, he commanded sold out concerts all over, a lot of hits in what, you said 60s, 70s, would you say? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So for all of you who love this joke, and who wouldn't, our very famous, yet better than ever, Engelbert Humperdinck joke. And it's the story of two conjoined twins. Now, as you know, conjoined twins are literally stuck together. They grow and they're born connected. And these two girls, Mindy and Cindy, are joined at the back. They're back-to-back, fused together. Each has two arms. They have only one set of legs. But back to back, there are four arms, two sticking out each direction. They each have, a girl has their own head, you know, and brain. Mindy loves to play the violin, and Cindy loves to play the harmonica, and they're both crazy for Engelbert Humperdinck. They love Engelbert Humperdinck. And one day, they're sitting at home practicing. Cindy... I forgot if Cindy or Mindy plays the violin. Let's just make it Cindy. Cindy plays the violin, so she's practicing the violin. And behind her, her twin sister, conjoined, stuck to her back sister, Mindy, is playing the harmonica. Now try to envision these two joined back to back. They're not good. They're no good. But nobody will tell them because they feel sorry for them. Oh, you girls sound great. No, they don't. But nobody will tell them the truth. They think they're good. All of a sudden, Cindy reaches around, pokes Mindy, and they stop playing. She says, Mindy, look at the newspaper sitting over there on the footstool. Look at the page that's turned up. Look who's coming to town. It's Engelbert Humperdinck. And Mindy says, Engelbert Humperdinck, he's coming to town. She says, yes, we have to see him. We have to see Engelbert Humperdinck. She says, what do we do? Cindy says, let's get on the phone. Let's start making some calls. Let's tell them our situation. Let's tell them we're conjoined. Maybe they'll feel sorry for us. Maybe they'll give us some special seats, some good tickets. So they start making phone calls. And sure enough, they get a hold of somebody at the box office who hears their sad story and says, we'll make special accommodations. We'll take the centerpiece out from between two seats so you gals can kind of sit sideways and be up close in front to see Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, my goodness, they're so excited. So they take their instruments with them to the Engelbert Humperdinck concert. Cindy takes her violin. Mindy takes her harmonica. And they're sort of tucked under their coats. And they take their seat up front. And out comes Engelbert Humperdinck. The orchestra fires up. And the girls are so excited, they can't believe it. Up front, up close, the great Engelbert Humperdinck, and he starts to sing, and they are swaying and swooning. Here he is.
So I sing you to sleep.
Oh, my goodness. Their hearts are pounding. Each one takes out her instrument, and Cindy starts playing the violin down front in front of Engelbert while he's singing. And then Mindy starts playing the harmonica. Not even anywhere near the melody. And it's kind of throwing Engelbert off a little bit. Engelbert, but he's a pro. He keeps singing. Now you can't help but notice this goofy situation. So the concert ends. And backstage, he says to his manager, he says, did you see what was up in the front row? Did you see, what was that, a couple of, like, those Siamese twins or something, conjoined twins, back to back? Did you see? One was playing the harmonica, and the other one was playing I could hardly even stay on the song and the melody. They were throwing me off. He said, but how sad. How sad. I would like to meet those girls. I could just tell. I could see it in their eyes. They're crazy for me. I could make their nights, their lives. So he has one of his people go down as they're filing out, and they approach Cindy and Mindy. Excuse me, ladies. Would you like to meet Mr. Humperdinck? Oh, my goodness. They said, are you kidding? Is this a joke? No. Come on, bring your violin, your harmonica, come backstage. Mr. Humperdinck wants to meet you. So they go backstage, and the dressing room door opens, and there he is, Engelbert Humperdinck. And he says, ladies, it's a pleasure to meet you. They don't even know what to say. He said, I saw you playing down in the front row. Thank you for accompanying me. He's being nice, you know. Could I hear a little more of your playing? So Cindy starts playing the violin. And Mindy starts playing the harmonica. He says, okay, that's enough. Thank you. Would you girls like to join me for a glass of wine? Oh, my goodness, they're about to faint. Of course. So they have a glass of wine, and they have more wine, and they have more wine. Now they're drunk. And Engelbert tells his agent, his manager, he says, hey, you know what would really be wild? Why don't I take these chicks back to the hotel room and I'll get it on? Who gets to do it with conjoined twins? So his manager says to the girl, would you girls like to go to Mr. Humperdinck's suite and spend the evening with him? Oh, my goodness, they're about to faint again. They get in the limo. They scoot in sideways in the limo with the violin, with the harmonica, and off they go to the Ritz-Carlton. So he's in bed with these conjoined twins. While he's doing it with Mindy, Cindy plays the violin. When he finishes with Mindy and he starts doing it with Cindy, Mindy starts playing the harmonica. When it's all over, he has the limo take him home. And Engelbert is thinking to himself, this is the wildest, craziest, goofiest thing I've ever had happen to me. Sex with conjoined chicks joined at the back, playing a violin, and who'd ever believe it? A year goes by. and Cindy and Mindy are at home practicing their instruments. Cindy is practicing the violin. Mindy is practicing the harmonica. And all of a sudden, Cindy pokes Mindy and says, "Hey, stop, hold it, hold it. Did you hear what I just heard on the radio? The radio in the background, did you hear it?" She said, "No, what?" "Engelbert Humperdinck is coming back to town. He's coming back to town." "We got to call him. We got to call him and you know, get reunited with, get with him again." And Mindy says, "Yeah, like he'd remember us."
With a check on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Hey, Tim.
Tim, you all right?
Timothy.
Maybe the all-time greatest joke in the world.
Are the girls up there with you?
You got Cindy and Mindy up there with you?
Oh, man, that was one hell of a production. Oh, my gosh. Oh. All right, let me get my composure here. All right, we had, they've cleared that accident on northbound 270 north of Highway 44, so everything is thinned out there. Southbound 270 is running slow from Highway 40 down through Big Bend. We do have another accident. It's on eastbound 70 just before St. Charles Rock Road. Now, they had two left lanes blocked. At last check, they had only one left, and the traffic is backed up to the Earth City Expressway. That's also causing those two northbound lanes of Highway 270 to jam up from Dorset up through Highway 70. Now, looking at westbound 40, we're jamming up from about Highway 270 out through 141. And then it's a little slow at Timberlake Manor. And on the downtown bridge approaches, things looking a lot better now on eastbound 40. You're just slow as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by ExxonMobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
On Pro Football Weekly.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hatley for Pro Football Weekly. Each Friday night, make sure and tune in to keep abreast of what is, well, the start of the 2012 season. Free agency, the draft, mini camps, the Rams with a new coach. Everything you need to know, you'll find out on Pro Football Weekly via radio.
For the outlook on this weekend's NFL action, it's Pro Football Weekly. Friday night from 11 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS and on KTRS.com. We are
Ladies, it's nearly Valentine's Day, and you haven't gotten that special someone the right gift. Why not give them the gift of Cardinals baseball and show them how you truly care? All-inclusive tickets start as low as $60, and they include a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. You can choose from the Champions Club, Bank of America Club, Legends Club, and more. It's the perfect Valentine's gift. Available now at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Holliday touches them all. His 18th of the year.
Fans, secure your tickets to a handful of Cardinals games right now with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Choose from a selection of five-game packs, including the All-Friday Pack, All-Sundays Pack, and more. Check out the Value Pack, which features 10 games for the price of a five-game pack. Backed by popular demand, it's the 10-game opening day pack. That includes tickets to opening day against the Cubs, as well as matchups against the Brewers, Phillies, Giants, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now at cardinals.com/packs.
Yearning for great barbecue? I've got some good news for you. Boodles Barbecue, started by Jonathan Seitz and Chris Makos. You see, their non-compete is over. They were the ones who started Bandanas. They sold out. Their non-compete's over. So now they've opened up a brand new barbecue joint called Boodles Barbecue. Think of it the same great barbecue that you've come to know and love, just with a very silly name. Boodles Barbecue. It's 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. That's all you need to know. Great barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm, and the name is Boodles. Grab a friend and head over to Boodles Barbecue. They got baby back ribs that are great. pork smoked for 13 hours, the beef brisket, dine in, carry out, you go to the window, you order, and by the time you get to your table, the food is piping hot and great. Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm, new barbecues in town. It's the barbecue with the funny name, Boodles Barbecue, 1/2 mile east of Grant's Farm. We'll see you at Boodles.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Let's face it, our front door isn't the most used door in the house. It's our garage door. The best folks in town to have our garage door fixed is Overhead Door of St. Louis. They have service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2. They service all brands of garage doors and openers. Appointments are scheduled within a 4-hour time frame, so you don't have to wait around all day like some companies make you do. They have emergency service 24/7, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses with most parts to give them the ability to fix most jobs in just one trip, which will save you money. Ask them about their preventative maintenance program available to extend the life of garage doors, and that's to maintain up to 3 garage doors in any house. They've been in business since 1926. That's Overhead Door St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web at ohdsdl.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business.
NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing. Providing our communities quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our 5 locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town & Country, and St. Charles.
Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC. Caring in a better way, day by day.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Westport Plaza. Experience a whole lot more.
This Saturday and Sunday from noon till 5. Don't miss the 26th annual Missouri Wine Fest at Westport Plaza. Enjoy over 50 wines from local wineries. Great food and live music. Proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Visit WestportSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Westport Plaza. Experience a whole lot.
Westport Plaza, page I-270.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan. Available at pet specialty retailers.
This Valentine's Day, just go to Walgreens, where you'll find all your Valentine's favorites in one place, like Hallmark cards and gifts and Lindor truffles. Shopping simplified.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tiny bubble in the wine.
All right, we're on the fast track. That joke, told right, eats up a whole lot of time. So we're gonna make that time up right now. We're going to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. He is brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, and home in repair. Showroom, half mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli in there where the TJ Maxx is located. Again, in repair. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Give it up. For Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
I hope the joke was worth it.
Oh, it was more than worth it.
Was it really?
It was the best rendition of an old joke we've probably ever offered.
Fabulous. Hey, pop quiz question. How many actors are nominated for an Academy Award that didn't have anything to say in the movie? Didn't say anything. Had no lines. One actor's nominated for an Oscar that didn't say anything. Two actors or three actors? Answer in just a minute. News from home. Gary Sinise is taking time off from CSI New York and has paid all the expenses to Hawaii for his Lieutenant Dan band, where they will play for the Marines at the Kaneohe Marine Base on Oahu on Saturday night.
Gary Sinise is a very patriotic guy.
Yeah. Very, very much so. The pride of Wailuku Maui, Philadelphia Philly Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian, will appear on Hawaii 5-0 on February 20th. He used to watch the old Hawaii 5-0 when he was just a little boy. Local boy makes good. Now he's going to be on the new Hawaii 5-0.
All right, I've never seen the new one. You tell me, as a Hawaiian guy, is it good?
The scenery and seeing old friends on the set and, neighborhoods, some of the shows have been shot in some of my neighborhoods.
Okay, but for the average person, but for the average person who doesn't have that connection, is it as good as the original Hawaii 5-0?
No, the writing's not very good.
Okay.
TV news prediction. I think by the end of next season, The Voice could surpass American Idol and X Factor.
And I will agree with you, because I watched it in its entirety for the first time the other night, and I really liked it.
It's better.
Yeah, it is better.
It's a better show. Hey, how about this? American Idol held auditions in New York City, but due to some kind of scheduling conflictions, the three main judges couldn't get there. So they went ahead and had auditions anyway, didn't tape any of it, and told the best contestants that they were going to move on, not to Hollywood, but they could find their way to the next city where the three real judges were going to be and try out again for them.
What a drag.
Wow. Oh. And the word is that Idol did not pay for them to travel to the next city.
Oh.
Not very cool. Jimmy Kimmel will host a great special after the Oscars on ABC. I hear most of the stars like Brad Pitt, Meryl Streep will be at the show after the Oscars, ABC TV. Kim Kardashian update. When Kim highlights her charity work on her television show, she spends a couple of hours outside in the trailer getting her makeup on. Then she leaves the trailer, and for about 30 minutes, she stands at the L.A. soup line with the homeless. As soon as the cameras go off, she leaves and goes home.
Well, that's a shock.
Yeah. That's hard to... You know, she is such a she's such a non-superficial human being.
Yeah, she's such a real person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really cares about these people. That's why she has the cameras there. Odds and ends. Biggest rumor in L.A. right now is that President Obama is going to make a surprise appearance at the Oscars. He will be in L.A. that day, and he's spending the night that night about 15 minutes from where the Oscars are being held at the Kodak. More Obama news. Hard to believe, but Barack Obama can reportedly bench press 200 pounds.
Wow.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah,
pretty
I believe
good. That. What can you bench press, Frank Opinion?
12 pounds.
12 pounds?
Yeah.
I bench press a bowling ball. I believe that's bigger than 12 pounds.
I believe it's 16. You're
there
right.
There you go. The Simpsons.
That was good.
TV show, comics, toys are illegal in Iran. Authorities in Iran say the Simpsons corrupt the youth of their country. Anybody caught with any Simpsons paraphernalia will go to jail. They let their kids handle plutonium.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But maybe they're just pissed off. Maybe they're pissed off, the people in Iran, because Springfield has their own nuclear plant, and Iran can't get that done.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
That's it.
Yep.
That's some comedy, cartoon, political humor.
Nothing better now than good nuclear comedy.
There you go. And Zac Efron is seriously dating Phil Collins' daughter. And she is a Hot Pocket.
Oh.
And finally.
No.
I know you say no. Hold on. I don't think that was necessary.
Yeah, it was.
Name the name of the actor or actors. No, not name the name. How many are nominated for Oscars that didn't say anything in their movie? One actor, two actors, or three actors?
Tina Marie Delphi is.
I'm going with one.
I'm going two.
Two.
Jean Dujardin, nominated for Best Actor for The Artist. Bernice Bejean, nominated for Best Supporting Actress for The Artist. And Max von Sydow, nominated for Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close Best Supporting Actor.
Told
you. Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts. Mm. But I still love you because I feel like a parent figure to you all.
I thought the gal talked at the end when she said something to John Goodman.
She said three words, but you're missing the point. Have a great day. The point is, don't bring that up. Mike Evans, see ya.
How many times do I have to tell you?
When
he's,
when he's
drinking, don't argue.
Oh, I shouldn't. Tina can't.
He's drinking.
She spoke.
Tina can't sit
it
back and
count.
Let it happen.
When he's
though.
Drinking, you have to just let him be right. Just go, that's right, Mike.
Oof. You're right. You're she right. Spoke,
wow,
but
you,
yeah.
Now you're on his bad side.
You caught the, yeah.
You got his bad side. That was Mike Evans.
Daggers.
Brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, Indepair, ThompsonPrice.com. I bank at First Community Credit Union. When we tell you that we use the advertisers, we go to these places, it's the truth. We will take a polygraph test anytime, anywhere. You name the time and the place, you pay for it, we'll take it. I bank at First Community Credit Union. I've banked several places in my life. I don't think I've ever had better service than I get at First Community Credit Union. And it's not just me. I don't just get the good service there. Everybody I've ever talked to gets good service there. You feel like... I told my boys when they went into business, I said, if you can remember every day at work to try to treat the people who come in like it's the first day you opened. Because when a business opens, the very first day, they're wondering, oh, is anybody going to come? I hope we have customers. I hope we get some business. And they're so grateful. Thank you for coming. Hope you come back. That's kind of the way I feel at First Community Credit Union when I go in there. And somebody trains these people very well. And they've also told them, never forget that everybody you wait on is an owner of this place. You know, in a business, in any other business, when the owner stops in, like somebody owns a radio station, oh, my goodness, people scramble and they make sure that they wear a little nicer clothes that day because the owner is coming in. Every customer is an owner because all the customers together own First Community Credit Union. Rates are always competitive. Service is always top-notch. Why would you want to bank anywhere else? Join us and do your banking at First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Let's see how things look out on the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic. Timothy?
Thanks, Tina. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. All lanes are now open. You still have a slowdown from the Earth City Expressway to Highway 270. Also, you're slow in that right lane from north of Dorset up through 70, and then southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road trying to merge on to eastbound 70 is kind of jammed up. Westbound drivers, they were slowing down to take a look, so you're heavy now between 170 and St. Charles Rock Road. It's slow again from 79 through TRQs. Looking at southbound 270, it looks a little heavy around Olive, and then you've got some stop-and-go traffic from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry up. Looks like we've got an accident also just after the Clayton Road overpass. Partially blocking the right lane. Yeah, okay. Westbound 40, that was slow. Hampton through McCausland, it's better between 270 and Mason, but it does slow again at Highway 141. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by St. Louis County Department of Health. Last year, a quarter million children got lung and bronchial infections, and 11,000 were hospitalized from secondhand smoke. Keep kids away from tobacco smoke. Call 314-615-0524 for information on how to quit. Brought to you by the St. Louis County Department of Health. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal. Call John Beal. Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
I don't know about you, but we had a good time, and we're going to try to do this again tomorrow. Please join us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, dear. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.